Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a guy that's just now absolutely coming into his own, and that's Dan Moorhead. And Dan, Paducah, Kentucky, and Kentucky Lake has been good to you, but man, oh man, the FLW was great to you this year.
It has. It's been a really good year. I can't complain.
Well, let's talk about the FLW Angler of the Year. And if you get a cornflakes box and you happen to see an angler on it, it's going to be Dan Moorhead, and you got to be thrilled about that.
Well, I am. I guess, it really hadn't sunk in, how significant that is. I know, it's got to mean a lot as far as exposure and publicity, and I just, just getting fishing, exposed more people. It's a big thing.
Well, a lot of years you and I have known each other through fishing the BFLs and a lot of tournaments at the Kentucky Lake area, but you kind of owned that for a while. You were the Kentucky Lake guy that always did well and always did the things that you had to do to be successful, but then you spread that out and you go across the country and you've been just as successful.
Well, I really enjoyed fishing my BFLs and the old Red Man circuit, and then it got to be, I was usually on the road and gone, and things just conflicted, and like I said, it's carried over onto the road and other tournaments, and it's worked out well, and I just hope the roller coaster ride never ends.
Well, Danny, I guess the first thing you think about when you think about fishing the trail is you got to have that money to be able to do that, and the sponsorships are so key. And this year, I'm sure now after the FLW Angler of the Year, you got people calling you all the time and saying, "Hey, I want to give you $100,000 or $200,000." But really, the thing of it is now you've got that name, it's got to be better for you.
Well, it is, and I've already, even though it's been a couple 3 weeks, I've already seen a little of that, and it couldn't have happened at a better time. I've got some contracts up for renegotiation, and not to mention, I mean, you were talking about the money part earlier. If you look at my performance, last year and the year before, when OMC went under, that was my two largest sponsors, be it Evinrude and Stratus, and now, we're back on track. I'm back with Stratus. I've been with them my whole career. I'm back on the pro team with Evinrude, and not only is it a sponsorship, but it's like a family type organization, and it's just a great thing. I think that's had a lot to do with my good fishing, and I just look for better and better, bigger and better things to come.
Well, if you think about angling, and a lot of guys, they think about going out there, and boy, it'd be a great life to be a professional angler. But one of the things I think that probably goes unnoticed is the amount of travel away from family, and then also on top of that, the amount of work that's involved.
Well, there is. This year, I made a conscious decision not to fish, BASS and the FLWs. I've done that for the last 4.5 years, and I know what those guys went through, being on the road that much. And I've got a 3-year-old daughter, and I'm enjoying watching her grow up. But to do it correctly, I mean, you've got to allow enough time to practice, and then also sponsor relationships and endorsements and appearances and whatnot. So. It's a very busy lifestyle.
Well, let's talk about Kentucky Lake a little bit. I know you used to really get to fish the ledges and really get out there and learn your trade a little bit. Have you been able to fish at home at all?
I got to fish last night for the first time. as far as we fished a little 4-hour tournament against all the guys that work at FLW Outdoors, we ended up second, me and Terry Bolton. But no, I hadn't really got a chance to fish a whole lot here at home. I plan to spend the rest of my summer either shooting a bow or fishing up there at home.
Well, we got to talk about the bow shoot, and we'll do that before this interview is over with, because that's something that's pretty near and dear to you as well.
Yeah,
But let's talk about, what made it different this year? What was the angler of the year like? I mean, you kind of led it really by a lot of points throughout the year. I mean, what kind of pressures were you under for that?
Well, to be honest with you, I can say it now looking back. I really didn't feel any pressure until the last tournament. And I really didn't feel any pressure then until after the first day I kind of fouled it up a little bit and opened the door and gave a couple guys a chance. And then, that particular night I didn't sleep real well. But other than that, I mean, I didn't put myself under any pressure. I went out there and I kept doing what I'd been doing, and it just kept working.
Well, the versatility of being an angler that fishes impoundments, that's got to come into play. But, I know you're kind of known as a jig fisherman, but what else, what are some of your strong suits?
Well, I've become more in the way of a power fisherman. I've tried to, cover a lot of water and expose myself to as much territory as I can during practice. And, I don't really care. I'll throw whatever I have to catch them. I do like flipping a jig. I do like throwing a spinnerbait quite a bit. But I won't hesitate to pick up crankbait or, lipless vibrating crankbait, whatever it takes, just cover the water. But it was a they've been a pretty good shallow water year this year, except for, you know, the last tournament at Wheeler Lake. I caught most of my fish, you know, fishing shallow.
Well, if you look back and you said, okay, one thing made the difference, what would that be?
One thing made the difference.
See, I knew I was going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah, you
know,
got me on that one. I don't know, just versatility, I guess. You know, I mean, we did several different things, from flipping a big 1 ounce weight to, you know, flipping a lot of jigs, crankbaiting in clear water. You know, I really don't know how to answer that. An overall pretty consistent year.
Well, you have to be, you know, and you look at the company you've had there, you know, Jay Ellis last year, before that Kevin Van Dam, you know, Clark Wendland, a lot of the guys that you'd think about every time you pick up a magazine, they're in the headlines, and now Dan Moorhead has got his name in the headlines.
Right.
Well, let's talk about bow hunting a little bit. Now,
let's do.
How about 3D shooting? You like that a little bit, huh?
Man, I tell you what, I've got three families, actually. I've got the guys I travel with on the road. I've got my family. And I've got a group of people that I spend most of my time with here at home that I shoot with. You know, we hunt together and we're together all the time, probably more than we should. But, yeah, I definitely love shooting a bow. We spend a lot of time at it.
Well, you know, you talk about bow hunting, going out and shooting deer or whatever, turkey, whatever you're doing. But 3D shooting has really come into popularity.
Oh, it has. It's grown. You know, here in Western Kentucky, we literally have 1 to 2 tournaments we can shoot every Sunday. And so we pretty much load up and travel around and try to shoot 1 or 2 every Sunday.
Well, tell me, kind of give for the folks that don't know what 3D shooting is, what is it all about?
Well, it's more of a natural type of state, you know, where you're out in nature, walk around, you've got trails, you walk around, and you've got realistic, life-size, three-dimensional targets. And it's, you know, it puts you in an actual hunting situation type of a deal, and you're having to judge yardage and you know, make the shot placement, and you know, you keep score. But it's just a lot of fun. We have a good time at it, and not to mention, I mean, you know how fishermen are. We're awful competitive at it too.
Have you shot any dinosaurs?
I have not. The guys I run with, they've shot several, but I haven't shot a dinosaur yet.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get you up here in the Central Illinois area for a shoot, and you're going to get a shoot at some dinosaurs too.
Okay. Well, I'm not shy. I'll shoot anything that moves.
I think we got a T-Rex and a couple of other things up here, so you're going to be able to pop them maybe a little bit. But, you know, as you look at this, you know, you're such an outdoorsman. I mean, you've got bow hunting, you've got fishing. Of course, everybody knows about the angling part of it. What else? Do you play golf?
No, I've limited my life pretty much to hunting and fishing. That's it. I don't have time for anything else.
Well, I can imagine that, and with a little girl on top of it, it's got to be tough. Now, let me know, when is this cornflakes box coming out?
They told me that it'll hit the shelves in Walmart in September.
Have you got your stock in Kellogg's yet for that?
Well, actually, not yet, but I will.
You'll have that all lined out, and probably 4 or 5 cases will be coming to your house, I would imagine.
Yeah, I was told that was coming. I hope so.
Well, what else? What are some of the side benefits? How is the cash for that, and what else has gone on with FLW?
Well, it's been it was pretty lucrative. You know, they gave me the certificate to a ranger, and then $25,000 cash, and then plus all the incentives from the other contracts I already had, you know, pre-existing. So it's been quite lucrative. I'll definitely have enough gas to deer hunt this year.
Well, let's talk about next year now. You've got the FLW behind you, and I know you're probably going to fish FLW again, but you got something coming up here not too far away. It's the Jacobs Cup, and that's got to be something you're really shooting for.
It is. I've been, a buddy of mine I've been talking with, we've been preparing for that tournament for 3 months now, and that is the one that I really want. I mean, I wanted Angler of the Year, no doubt, but to win that Jacobs Cup, you know, that's a life-changing experience right there for $500,000, and I'll definitely put in my time, whatever it takes, as far as, you know, I'm sure I'll be up there in August sometime putting out some brush or maybe sinking logs or doing something, but I'm definitely going to focus 100% full bore on that one.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.